This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Baruch Hamabam, welcome everyone. We continue in Maseches Nedarim, Daf HaShavua, Daf Zayin Amud Beis. We're going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that if you say, Modrani Mechamer, Freshani Mechamer, Chukani Mechah, Shani Ochelach, Shani Toim Lach Aser, Menuda Anilach, so Rabbi Kiva Haya Choychich Boi Lahachmer. Choychich Boi Lahachmer, we learned yesterday that Abayi says that Rabbi Kiva's Moida, that you're not Chayiv Malkus, because it doesn't say Rabbi Kiva Machmer, it says he's Choychich Boi Lahachmer, so you're not Chayiv Malkus. Amar a Papa said, Benedina Minach, if you say Nedina Minach, that's definitely the Kuliyam Aloi Pligi Da Aser. Everyone would agree that you are usher in that case. And the reason is, because when you say Nadina Minach, that is a Lashon of Neder. It's a Lashon of Harchaka. Mishamtano Minach, Amin Chirem from Yuluki Amishari. Everyone agrees that's Mutter. Even if you say Sha'ani Oichalach, again, the Ran always holds throughout, for it to be effective, you have to say Shani Oichalach. And the reason why Mishamtana Minach is permitted, because that is not a Lashon of Neder, it's a Lashon of Shamta. But you can't put someone's food in Chirem. When do they argue? B'mai pligi b'menuda anilach. If you say menuda anilach. If you say menuda anilach, then that's when there's a machloikis. Now, I just want to clarify. It's a machloikis, but Rabbi Akiva does not hold your chayiv malkus. Rabbi Akiva is just choychech lahachmer. Rabbi Akiva sava lishna dinidu. Rabbi Akiva says it's a lashon of niduya, distancing, and he's machmer. He's not certain. He's not saying your chayiv malkus, but he would be machmer. Rabbanon savri lishna dimishamtanahu. The Rabbanon hold it's a lashon of shamta, and therefore it's permitted. So, but everybody would agree that Mishamtana is Mutter. Okay? The question is Nadina. I'm sorry. The question is Menuda. Is Menuda a lashon of detaching, or is it a lashon of Chirem? Upliga de Rab Chizda. This understanding of the Machloikis, Rabbi Akiva, and the other, and the Rabbanon, this understanding of Rabbi Papa disagrees with Rabbi Chizda. Why? The Hu Gavra, there's a guy, the Amar who said, Misham Tana Benichsei Devrei Derev Yirmiyah Bar Abba, that he's putting in Chirem the possessions of the son Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba. Also, El Kameh the Rabbi Chizda, came from Rabbi Chizda, Amar Lei, Lest the Chashla Lahad Rabbi Akiva. Nobody is concerned for Rabbi Akiva's Machmir Shita that Mishamtana is Asar. What do you mean? But Rabbi Akiva only held Menuda is Asar. He never said Mishamtana is Asar. No, apparently Rabbi Chizda held that Rabbi Akiva even held Mishamtana is Asar. And he said, look, nobody is choshes to Rabbi Kiva's strict shita. So Rabbi Chizda holds, Kasavra b'misham tana pligi. Rabbi Chizda holds that Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanan argue about misham tana. And he's just saying that by misham tana, nobody is choshes for Rabbi Akiva's strict opinion. Okay. That, look in the run on Devar Yamaschal on Zayin Amud Aleph. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 line, 11 lines on the bottom. Alma Kusam Bin Sham Tana Pligi. The Svirale, the time of the Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Chizda holds the reasoning of Rabbi Kiva is the Kiva the Shavi Nafshi Bahadei. Since he's placing on himself Kimisumas Le'esar, Kimishumas Le'isarhana, like a Shamta for Isarhana. Kiva again, the Kiva de Shavi Bahade Kimishumas. Le'eser hanaba, he's coming to Asar Hana, shekein parshin min hamishumas lahamenuda. In other words, Rav Chisda is of the opinion that Shamta, you could create an Isar Hana like a Shamta on food. Halacha l'maisa, the Ran says, we don't paskin like Rabbi Akiva. Like Rav Chisda said, nobody is choshesh for Rabbi Akiva. Furthermore, the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva mechaveroi, but not like the Rabbanan. But not mechaveirav, not against the chachamim. Okay. Now the Gemara goes on to a new point. Amar Rabbi Ila Amar Rav, nidahu befanav. If you put someone in cherem in his presence, ein matirin loy el befanav. You can only release him in his presence. Nidahu shaloi befanav. If you put him in cherem, not in his presence, matirin loy bein befanav bein shaloi befanav. Then you could release him whether in his presence or not in his presence. Says the Ran, nidahu befanav ein matirin loy el befanav. What's the reason if you put someone in cherem in his presence, you could only release him in his presence? So simply you would say, well, maybe it's more strict if you do it in his presence. The Ramban learns differently. The Kivan de Befanim Nidau, first the Ran says, well, since you put him in Cherem in his presence, Olim Niduye, the Cherem is strong, V'loi Miyakar El Befanim, it can only be released in his presence. Dumya Demay Demarin Perka Shalech, similar to what we learn in Gittin, that Kol Milsa de Misavida Beyasara, any matter that is conducted in front of 10 people, Tzricha Beyasara Lemishlafa, you need 10 people to undo it. V'loi Nehira, the Ran says this is not the Pshat. The Pshat is not when you put someone in Cherem in his presence, it's more Chamer, and you can only undo it in his presence. The Pshat is a Lataima de Milsa, the reason is, Mishum Chashada, because we're worried about suspicion. Dimatirin loy shaloi befanav. If you're going to release him, not in his presence, pa'amim sheyatiruhu, sometimes you're going to release him, v'amenudo lo yada, and the guy who's in cherem won't know he's released, and when you go talk to him and deal with him and go in his dalet ames, he's going to be surprised. He's not going to realize you undid it, and he's going to think that you could be lenient about cherem. Uchshalo yinagu bay nidoy, when you don't accord yourself with the laws of Nido, Yavai L'chazhe is going to come to suspect you. But if you put him in cherem not in his presence, and then he sees that you're being lenient, he'll figure, just like you put him in cherem not in his presence, you also undid it not in his presence. Aval kishenidu, shaloi b'fan of lekach shada, then there's no chshad, sha'av hu savar, because even he holds, shami turu shaloi b'fan of. Maybe you mattered him not in his presence, kishem sheniduhu, shaloi b'fan of, just like you put him in cherem not in his presence. Fine. Amarav chanin amarav. Yeah. Sure. Okay, good question. The Gemara in Gittin is not speaking about the same point. The Gemara in Gittin is talking about, what is the Gemara in Gittin talking about? Kol milsa de savida be'asara. It might be talking about cherem there, right? That someone put a cherem in front of 10 people, you need 10 people to undo. So you mean from there we see that there is a concept of strength of a cherem.
I hear.
It's good. All right. Okay. Look, the next line of the Ran is saying that this is similar to what the Gemara says on Samachay, that if you're Mudar Haname Chaveroi Bifanov, Ein Matirin Loi Ela Bifanov, and the Yushalmi says explicitly that it's because of Cheshada. Now, by the way, the nafkamina between these two reasons, that according to the first reason, if you Lamaisa did it Shloi Bifanov, according to the first reason, it would not be effective. But according to this reason of Cheshad, if you went ahead and did it, it would, after the fact, be effective. In other words, according to this, another nafkamina would be, let's say you told him, hey pal, we were matarit shloi b'fanav. And so there are two nafkaminas. One is it mutar b'diavad, and one is, does it help if you tell him? I hear the Ran is more inclined to follow a logic that the Yushalmi learns on Samachay. I hear your point. Okay, weiter. Amar Rav. Chanin Amar Rav, Hashoimea Haskaras Hashem Mipi Chaveroi. If you hear your friend say the name of God in vain, some say this would apply even for Brachal Vatala. Tzarach Lenadoisi, you have to put him in Cherem. Vimloi Niduhu, if you don't put him in Cherem, Hu Atzma Yehe Benidoi. You yourself should be in Cherem, or are in Cherem, or should be in Cherem. Why? Why you yourself? Shekom makom shaskar sashem matsuya. Wherever the name of God is mentioned frequently, sham anias matsuya. Poverty is found. Ve'anios kemisa. Poverty is like death. The proof is, shenemar kimesu kol anoshim. Hashem tells Moshe, you could go back to Mitzrayim, all the people who want to kill you have died. Namely, dasan ba'aviram. We know that they were alive. The proof is they were alive many years later in times of Kairach. Ve'tanya, wherever that rabbis put their eyes, right? So that's a proof that Dasam Aviram must have become poor. Even though you could say, how do you know? Maybe they became Mitzayram, or they became blind. So we know they didn't become blind because later on in Karch they said, Ho'ine ho'anashimahim tenaker. We'll see in the Ran. How do we know they didn't become a Mitzayra? We'll have to see. Okay. Vitanya kamakam shenasa chamei, wherever the rabbis put their eyes, oy misa oy oyni. There's either death or poverty. So fine, let's see the Ran. The Ran says, Hashemei Azkar Hashem Fi Chaver Tzach Lanadoise Bereish Temura Mafginan Azhara Lamaskar Shem Shamayim Levatala Midachsev Es Hashem Lekachatira. We learn out from the words, Hashem, your God, you should fear that you're not to say His name in vain. Va'afil loy nidu hu atzim yibin nidoi. Ve'im loy nidu, if you don't put him in cherem, he himself should be in cherem. Loy sheyehe bin nidoi me'elav. It doesn't mean that you are automatically for not putting him in cherem. Or you are then here. The Torah automatically puts you in cherem. Ela roi lehisnadus kamer. It means you are worthy to be put. Sharei amazker atzmei tzarch nidoi. The one who mentioned himself, he himself is not automatically in cherem. He would need to be placed in cherem. So certainly, someone who heard him is not automatically in cherem. Vehechi he chomor mimenu hashemea v'shoisek. How could someone who listens and is silent worse than the one who said it himself? Elo kida amran. Even though maybe you could argue that the guy who said it just said it, the guy who heard it and was silent verified it. He authenticated it. Like gadol ha'oina amen yoyser mehamevarech, because the one amen stamps it. But here it's not like he stamped it; he just didn't protest. Okay, shakol shabachol makom says the Ran. The Gemara is providing a reason for that, which it said, "Vim loy niduhu." If you don't put him in cherem, who atzei yibin nidoi? He himself should be in cherem. Why? Shaharei achshav chamor. Because now it's very strict. The shem anias mitzuya, the sham anias mitzuya. Their poverty is found. Tchsiv b'chamakim asher asker shemi. How do we know that poverty will be found where the name of God is mentioned in vain? Because God says, wherever you mention my name correctly, there wealth is found, blessing is found. Just like mentioning Hashem's name for a mitzvah brings bracha, va'oishar, and wealth. Hazkara l'shav goyremes anias. Mentioning God's name in vain brings poverty. So this is an unknown segula for wealth. If you're mechavein, when you make brachos and you have kavana for Shem Hashem, it brings wealth. That's an easy way to be wealthy. Inami, another proof is, midachsev gabe shvua sheker. The fact it says by swearing falsely in Zechariah, v'kalasai, it will bring destruction for even his wood and stones. It will bring devastation to your property. So that's for a false shvua. And in Temura, it compares being moitzi shem shamayim levatola l'shvua sheker. With a Temura, medami haskar shem levatola l'shvua sheker. Shanemar kimesu kol anashim. Says the Ran, Deloy Mesu Mamish, they didn't actually die. Kidamrino Lakaman Bere Beperek Rabbi Eliezer. The Mahavahavi, the Dasam Avim were around, the Chomakim Shinemar Nitzim and Nitzavim. Whenever the Torah uses the words Nitzim and Nitzavim, Einam Ela Dasam Baviram, the Inu Havim and Machlekish Al Karach, they were in the Machlekas of Karach, Ela Dimibne Sheheanu Amar Kimesu. Because they became poor, it says they died. Don't we have other options? Maybe they became blind or a metzaira, or they didn't have children. The Ran says it has to be they became poor. It can't be they became blind. The Ran says on the second line, because in Kairach they said, Ha'ene ha'nashahim tenaker. V'lek elameim ha'nami shahim mitzaram. You can't say they became leapers. Daksiv bekerev kol Yisrael. It says they died in the midst of Israel. They were in the Machaneh, and the Mitzvah is thrown out of the Machaneh. And you can't say maybe they were in Mitzvah and then they were healed, because by the Egel they went back to their Mumen. And maybe it's because they didn't have children. Well, if it's because they didn't have children, how could Hashem tell Moshe, don't worry, go back to Egypt. All the people who want to kill you, they died, meaning they don't have children. Well, they could. That's not a very comforting reason to Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay. The next round says, "Oy misa, oy ni, ama shavla dadu." We see they're equal. Fine. Amar Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba said, "Have a keimna kamei de Rav Huna." I was standing in front of Rav Huna. Shamed lahachitza. Shama lahachitza. He heard a woman. The Afka Haskar Hashem Levatal, who mentioned God's name in vain. Shamta, he put her in Cherem, Vishara Lala Altar, and he permitted her immediately. Ba'apa, in her presence. Shmamina Tlas, we see from here three things. Shmamina Hashemea Haskar Hashem Mipi Chaver Tzokhan Adoy. So we see that if you hear someone mention God's name, you have to put them in Cherem. Ushmamina niduhu befanav in matirin loy el befanav. We see that if you put someone in Cherem in their presence, you have to remove it in their presence. Now, how do you see that? How do you see that if you put someone in Cherem in their presence, you have to do it in their presence? Maybe he just happened to put her, to remove it in Cherem. Ushma mina. We also see ein beinidu lafar v'loiklum. There's no minimum amount of time you have to be in Cherem. You could be in Cherem only for a tiny bit. It could be removed immediately. Wherever the name of God is found, Anius is found. What's the source of that? The Ran said, well, either from the fact that where you mention Hashem's name properly, it brings bracha. If you mention it improperly, it brings oini. Or if we learn it out from Zechariah, why is it relevant?
What does it have to do with, you said two lines,
The way I'm understanding it is, why do you have to put the person in cherem? Because when a person mentions God's name in vain, think what happens. It brings klala to the surrounding area. The person could lose his money. That means the environment is affected. So just like he could lose, just like the house could be affected, the listener could be affected. So therefore, you are in danger. So you have to do something to get some kind of kapara. What? I can't hear well. What? What? I'm not hearing. Okay, you'll tell me after, okay? Meaning, if the environment is affected, the listener should also be affected. Okay. Amar of Gidon Marav, Talmud Chacham Menada La'atzmai U'mefa La'atzmai. Talmud Chacham could put himself in Cherem and could remove himself. What does that mean? The Ran quotes the Rajva that this is only the case in a situation, as we're going to see, like Mar Zutra, that you're not really Chayiv Nidoy. It's only Mimidas Chasidos that you're Chayiv Nidoy. The Mar Zutra put himself in Cherem out of respect for the Rabbanan. But if you need to be in Nidoy, then you can't permit yourself. You can only permit yourself if you only did it like out of a courtesy. But then the Ran says that's not the case. You can be made for yourself in all cases, and that's the shita of the Rambam. Let's see the Gemara. The Gemara says, Tam chacham enad al atzmei mefer la'atzmei. So the Gemara says, pshita, it's obvious. So the Ran says, how could it be obvious? We don't even know yet that it's limited to a case where you should not really be in cherem in the first place. So from here, the Ran proves that you could always matter yourself from nidoy. Ma'u detema, I would say, in chavish matter atzmi beis asurin. Someone in jail cannot release himself from jail. Kamash malan, the chiddush is you could take yourself out of cherem. So Gemara says, hey chidami. What would an example be? Ki had the Mar Zutra chasida, like Mar Zutra the righteous, ki mechayiv bar be Rav Shamta, when a young rabbi needed to be put in cherem, so Mar Zutra felt it was like demeaning to the chachamim in general. So in order to show some kind of commisery or kavod, he would put himself in cherem. So mishamit nafshi bereisha. First, he would put himself in cherem. V'hadri mishamit bar beirav. Then he would put the young rabbi in cherem. V'chi ayel abese. And by the time he got home, shari lenafshi, he would release himself. V'hadar shari le, and then he would release the bar beirav. Why would he release himself before he got to his house? The Ran says on the bottom line, "Kedei shali yitzdarchu b'nei beis yisrachim menu." He didn't want the people in his house to have to distance himself from him. So he first matered himself, and then he matered the bar beirav. Yeah, Rabbi Yisai, hold over here. Shkoyach, everyone. Kol tov. Rachel atzachem. Yeah, I hear you now. Sorry.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.